101.9 with Fook and Lindsay. White Hot.
What's up?
Is here. So I have a great hairdresser story for you.
Okay, I'm excited to hear this.
And I know you pointed out earlier that, no, it's not my hairdresser. How could that be? How could you have a hairdresser when you have no hair?
But it's my hairdresser.
It's my wife's hairdresser and your hairdresser, sort of. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just Tyson that does your hair at 7.
Oh, no. Tyson and Trinity both.
Okay, so this is a Trinity story.
Okay.
So Trinity the hairdresser. By the way, and I didn't ask if Trinity was his real name from the wife, but if that is your given name, you are kind of put in a box.
Yeah.
I mean, how many professions are available to you if your name is Trinity?
Anything of the spiritual nature.
Yeah, I mean, you've got new age rapper, I think. Uh-huh. You've got spiritual consultant, uh-huh. And you've got hairdresser.
Yogi.
So Trinity tells her, Trinity is married to someone, mm-hmm. And that someone is the sister of Hollywood actress and singer Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
What?
Yes, and Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World,
uh-huh.
Great movie. She played John McClane's daughter in Die Hard movies, also in 10 Cloverfield Lane, which is a good flick. She's a great actress. She grew up here in Sandy.
I didn't know that. She moved here
when she was 5, yeah. She is now dating, according to the tabloids, Ewan McGregor. I guess they've been seeing each other. As I'm looking at this article here in the Daily Mail, it's like, it's now just known to Hollywood as of 4 days ago that they set tongues a-wagon when they were seen kissing each other, Ewan McGregor and Mary Elizabeth Winstead, in a chic Hollywood eatery.
No way.
But what I know is that they've been dating for 4 months.
Ha!
Because as Trinity was telling my wife, I guess their paparazzi is outside their house and hounding them that they were planning on coming here and doing Thanksgiving, like Ewan McGregor and Mary Elizabeth Winstead coming home and doing the sister thing with her and Trinity, but decided it's too maddening to try and get out of their house with flashbulbs popping, et cetera, so Trinity and wife are now going to Hollywood to spend Thanksgiving with Ewan McGregor and Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and Ewan is flying his wife from Scotland. No, I'm sorry, not his wife. His mother from Scotland for the occasion, and Trinity is very nervous because he has the secondary part of Thanksgiving meal, uh-huh. Which is the day after Thanksgiving. He's going to be doing the cooking for Ewan McGregor.
And his mom.
And some other Hollywood luminaries.
Oh, my gosh.
How crazy is that, right?
This is awesome. I want to talk to him about this so much. That is so cool.
So am I right that my wife and I and you are three degrees from Ewan McGregor and Mary Elizabeth Winstead?
Oh, my gosh. This is so cool.
And now you, listening to the radio, since you know us, uh-huh. are four degrees away. Which is at least a degree, probably a degree more than you were when you woke up this morning.
Yeah.
So
that's badass.
Good for you.
I'm excited about this story. How cool. No pressure. Just having Thanksgiving with Ewan McGregor.
I asked Trinity, I asked my wife, how did Trinity feel about Ewan McGregor? Would he rather go to Ewan McGregor's house for Thanksgiving or would he rather Ewan McGregor come to his house? Uh-huh. And she said that he wanted him to come here. And I was like, dude, I was like, no, like, you don't need to come to my, like, rented crap hole in Mill Creek. Like, let me go to your house. Like, I want to see how Ewan McGregor lives. I want to, like, use Ewan McGregor's bidet.
I would like that, too. But at the same time, at least maybe it takes a little bit of nervousness out when you have your controlled environment that you're used to. Maybe. Who knows?
I just feel like I wouldn't have the stuff to entertain him. Like, what am I going to do? Take him to the park?
Nope.
With my 2.5-year-old?
You whip out the bottles of booze and just say, here, have at it. You entertain.
Dude, you have not lived until you've tried Cafe Rio.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. No, that's totally true.
You'd probably be pumped. Well, you'd hope for the weather would be good and you'd take him up to like Mill Creek Canyon or something like that. Or take him on a hike.
Oh, this is so cool.
But
I love that story.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So we got the Friday turn up happening in 17 minutes. Morrissey tickets.